Libyan government accuses warlord Haftar of using cluster bombs, chemical weapons. By Edwin Mora on June 21, 2019. The United Nations brokered administration in Libya this week reportedly accused forces loyal to warlord General Khalifa Haftar of using cluster bombs and internationally banned munitions carrying a phosphorus chemical payload in Tripoli. In April, Haftar's Libyan National Army, LNA, launched an offensive to take Tripoli from the armed forces allied with the UN-backed Government of National Accord, GNA, headquartered in the capital and led by Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. With the help of Russia, France, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and Saudi Arabia, General Haftar from the breakaway government in eastern Libya has gained control of most of the oil-rich North African country. On Thursday, the Libya Herald reported. The Fayez Sarraj aligned volcano of rage operations room, Burkan El Gadab, which coordinates the fight against the Khalifa Haftar forces, claimed in a press briefing yesterday that they have achieved several successes in the battlefield and accused the Haftar forces of using cluster bombs and internationally banned phosphorus bombs. Their claims come as reports indicate increased fighting in and around the disused Tripoli International Airport. Echoing non-governmental organizations, NGOs, the internationally recognized government accused the Haftar forces of war crimes/crimes against human rights, the Libya Observer noted. On Wednesday, the GNA also told reporters that foreign warplanes backing Haftar bombed civilians in and around Tripoli, the Libya Herald noted. They will not get away with it, the GNA reportedly declared. While international law does not explicitly prohibit the use of cluster bombs, it does ban cluster munitions that carry chemical weapons. In recent days, both Prime Minister Sarraj and General Haftar have dismissed negotiations to end the ongoing conflict, primarily based in and around Tripoli. While Haftar vowed to annihilate the terrorist militias, Sarraj promised to crush the warlord and his forces. "We are going to defeat him," Sarraj declared, The Times reported Friday. "Once we defeat Haftar and force him to return from where he came, once the cannons are silent then, only then we will be able to resume talks," he added. On Wednesday, Haftar reportedly pledged to press on with the Tripoli operation until the capital is clear of what he described as terrorist militias. "Our military operations will not stop until Tripoli is taken," Haftar proclaimed, the Associated Press, AP, reported. Libya has descended into chaos since the US-backed overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi, with rival governments competing for power and jihadi groups like the Islamic State, ISIS/ISIL, and Al-Qaeda operating in the country. Haftar's international supporters believe he can restore stability in Libya. Fighting in Tripoli alone has killed 691 people so far, including 41 civilians, and wounded 4,012 others, 135 of them civilians, according to the World Health Organization, WHO.